This is Uncle Dennis, and joining me in the studio tonight is Jason. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Simply fantastic.
We're going to talk about some local news here, but before we do, I want to let folks know about some nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience training that's coming up in late October, specifically October 27th. It's a Saturday. It's going to take place at the Resource Center for Nonviolence at 515 Broadway here in Santa Cruz. That's near Ocean Street, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's being led by Reverend Dr. Mel White of Soul Force. And Soul Force is applying the principles of Gandhian nonviolence to the ongoing campaign to stop spiritual violence by America's religious institutions. And if you want to help out with that campaign, they'll hold this training. So if you want more information, you can go to www.soulforce.org. That's www.soulforce.org. Space is limited and pre-registration is recommended. There's a sliding scale donation requested from $25 and up, but some scholarship help and work exchange assistance is available. If you want more information, call 831-423-1626. That number again is 831-423-1626. The training in nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience will take place October 27th. That's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, 515 Broadway, near Ocean, in Santa Cruz, California. What have we got, Jason?
All right. All you activist cats out there, come check this out. Relax in your chair. Have a pen ready. I got some little minutes from our recent meetings. Some good things are going on. I understand not everybody can make it to the Center for Resource Violence on
Resource Center for Nonviolence.
I'm a little dyslexic. I can't make it there always on Tuesdays at like 8-ish or so.
Seven.
Yeah.
Supposed to start at 7.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of a loose-knit organization.
Activist standard time.
Yeah. Santa Cruz activist standard time.
Oh, yeah. Extra.
So show up at 7. There. You can have a nice talk with the folks till the meeting starts.
Yeah, we'd be glad to help you out with any kind of questions you have. There's a lot of people that have been doing this for years, and they've just got knowledge that would just blow your socks off. So here we go. I got two quick meetings. I got the basic stuff going. We've got, for those of you at home, we've got people in the trees right now as we speak. They're sitting out there in the forest protecting redwoods. They can't go to classes. They can't go to their jobs because they find that the earth comes first in their world. And you know what? It does. Earth does come first, and everything that's of the earth comes first with that. And so we've been resupplying people out there, and anything you guys might be able to help out with, and any food donations, maybe even like battery-powered electronics, some stuff. You know, it's good to listen to music 80 feet up in the tree. It's spectacular. We'd love to train people, if you're actually interested, to go up there, if even just for a day, to come and visit or stay for a few days or a week. We're glad to help you out with that. Also, we're working on anarchist library, from anarchist stuff, from crazy anarchists to mellow, peaceful anarchists, more than just the Jolly Roger and anarchist handbook making bombs. I mean, we're past that. This is a peaceful movement.
This is the anarchist library that was formerly housed at the Rhizone. And unfortunately, the Rhizone had to shut down operation, but major parts of the anarchist library have been stored, and we're waiting for a new place to put it together. But
I think we might have some good help from our local lovely cooperative, the Cesar Chavez family, up on Beach Hill. Get to know some of the guys. They're great, and they'll be glad to show you around the place there. Also, if you're looking for a place to live, introduce yourself, hang out, and apply for that. It's a wonderful place. I lived there in the past, and I loved it. Made some great friends. Also, along with that, there's some harvest plans going on up in the mountains here. There's the St. Francis Youth is doing a major harvest plan. We need to eradicate. We need to get rid of this thing. It's southwest of Ramsey Gulch, where we have people currently in the trees camping out, making sure trees are safe. And also,
actually, the Ramsey Gulch tree sit has ended.
Oh, that's right.
We formerly had for 15 months.
Yeah,
we had a tree sit in Ramsey Gulch, but The court said Roger Birch can't use the road. If he can't use the road to haul out the trees are safe.
Score. So, and that's what score. We're about.
So Ramsey is over, but this St. Francis youth camp, I guess, they want to cut some trees down around there. So
yeah, along with that, there's Cutter Boy Scouts, and there's something which I guess it's kind of neat to be taught how to go up there and like cut some trees. But some of the trees that they're cutting down are some of the oldest trees in the area, very similar to the up in Boulder Creek, the trees being cut down. I had a chance to speak with the forester guy that was doing that after that big commotion. We had the sleeping dragon, you know, we want to stop you guys. And he was mentioning like, hey, look, these trees are only 50, 60 years old. It's like, okay, it's not that bad. But wait a second, there's no trees older than that. So like, by definition, doesn't that make it old growth?
In actual reality, some of those trees are far older than 56 years. 56 years ago was when they did the last cutting up there, and of course they did much cutting around the turn of the century. And there were trees that were left at that time, and those are now our old growth trees. So it's a bit of a prevarication on Dave Van Lennep's part about the trees only being 56 years old. No, that's when they last cut. And yes, some of the trees from those stumps are 56 years old, but there are trees far older than that back there, because 56 years ago, some of those trees were only 40 years old and weren't big enough to cut yet. Now some of those trees are almost 100 years old, and that's approaching old growth here in the Santa Cruz County.
If they can make it that long, that's why we're still doing action to stop them. The cement might not have dried so fast, but hey, next time
we'll use quick drying cement.
Oh yeah, and if you guys have good other things, maybe pour some liquid steel that'll harden right away. I don't know, something just to stop those logging trucks peacefully. And moving on a little here, we're also UC Santa Cruz students and Cabrillo students. Check this out. We've got some organizations on your campus that are going in full swing, starting up as school's starting. We're working on an outreach, getting the Earth First up and running again up at UC Santa Cruz.
Well, they might not call it Earth First. There's a sort of a little thing with campus organizations that campus organizations can't really be associated with groups off campus, so they have to change their name a little bit, but pay attention. There's going to be some kind of radical environmental group forming up at UCSC, and while they may not call it Earth First, they still put the Earth First.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Along with that, at Cabrillo, there's the Earth Club, and that thing's picking up swing with school starting right now. And to find out more about that, I don't quite have the information in front of me, but just go up like right near the cafeteria area, the student center, and you can find out more information about that.
Right, especially they're having their booth day in here somewhere. I'm not sure if they had it already, but check around the campus for Earth Club at Cabrillo College and get involved with that. Those folks have been around year after year, the Earth Club at Cabrillo College, a long-time environmental group.
Oh, yes, definitely. And though it's not the best part of working with organizations, we need to raise some funds somehow. We're working on some fundraising ideas that you'll probably be seeing in the next coming months. Possibly a huge show and benefit along with a hemp organization, possibly, or a local cannabis club, to bring forth awareness and fundraising for us, as we are obviously a non-profit organization. We're fighting these huge, giant corporations that just throw money into the wind and just burn it away. We're also working on a few other ideas here and there, volunteers runs, different calendars, maybe art shows, selling wood pieces that are left over from the trees after they get cut down, help with donations, and also selling baby redwood plants to plant at your own home. And so your children can see in the future.
Yeah, these are just some fundraising ideas. And, of course, probably the best fundraising idea is just to have the listeners of Earth First Radio donate money to Santa Cruz Earth First.
Would it be too shabby?
No, it's easy to do. Just send a check or money order. Make it out to Santa Cruz Earth First. Send it to P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. All your donations will go to nonviolent forest defense in Santa Cruz. Well, actually, not just in Santa Cruz. We're sort of in the North Monterey Bay area. We go all the way from the south part of Santa Cruz County up into the lower part of San Mateo County. We've done work in Santa Clara County and, of course, the ever-popular Monterey and San Benito counties, all part of our local bioregion here in the Monterey Bay. We sort of handle things in the north end of the bay. In years past, there's been groups down in the southern part of Monterey Bay, and occasionally we hear from them. But, you know, we're here in Santa Cruz, so we deal with our bioregion.
This is our side of the hill, and we've had some guys come over from San Ho to come give a hand because, you know, they feel it in their hearts, too. I'd like to just take a minute and let everyone know about this. There's this great guy that I know, and he's got this awesome show together, and he's been doing this for many, many years, more than stuff that you hear on the radio. He's working on hours beforehand, afterhand. He picks up mail, does an email newsletter, working with this radio station and these thank you letters. I don't know, but if you guys are digging this show, just give Dennis some props here. You know, I'm the only one in the studio with him right now, and I'm glad to just, like, pump you up, man, because you've got this thing, well-greased machine we've got here for the information to get to you at home. And it's Dennis, you're the man.
Thank you, Jason.
You're the man. All right, I've got a few more little tidbits here and there as I shuffle through my book. All right, we're working on a quick update on the victim who was locked in jail for 24 days after he was found in a sunbird with a big block of cement under it with his arm in a pole.
Partially cured cement.
Yeah, partially
unfortunately.
Cured.
Otherwise, Dave Van Lennep would have had more than 4 hours and something to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll read the Earth Defense Manual a little more closely next time.
Yeah, you gotta be proactive in this
practice
world.
Practice makes perfect sometimes, you know.
That's true. And we'll take any phone calls if you guys got some good ideas. They're good safe ideas.
427-3772 is the number here in the studio.
Definitely. And a quick update on our man. He pled not guilty, and he's being charged with a felony of destruction of property.
Don't forget trespassing.
Yeah, trespassing too.
That's only a misdemeanor. Though.
Yeah, luckily. Proposition. Another reason to pull down Proposition 21.
22.
It changed the felony charges from $10,000 damage to $400. How outrageous is that? Yeah, gangs in the street. You know, what kind of BS is going on here? We need to get our system working right. Help us pull that thing down as
well.
We see
well,
it come
we
up.
we gotta realize here that that victim, though charged with a felony, they could only come up with about $600 in damages, and most of that was the pay for David Van Lennep, who was getting paid anyway.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
what,
it wasn't like a day off for him.
Yeah,
yeah, he was at work. You know, he was already getting paid to be there, and yet he's charged his time as part of this felony. Accusation against victims. So
yeah, I didn't even get paid that working at NASA.
You know.
It's outrageous.
Totally. Anyway.
Okay. Move on here real quick. Just a quick wrap-up on any donations. Again, we've got guys protecting the trees. We've got
and
trees.
Guys and gal.
This I just have to pause for just a moment. This movement would be nothing without the help of the women out there who stand tall and just, like, get us stupid guys just seeing straight sometimes. I mean, we're sometimes silly guys. We've got lots of energy and ideas, but a lot of times...
No manners.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. But seriously, you women help us more than see the light. You just
well,
help bring us down
to
earth.
Maybe we're helping the women.
Well, I think they're helping us. Because
well,
I
maybe
hope,
we're helping
I hope
them.
Because I try to help, you know. I'm just a guy. I got my foot in the mouth half the time.
Maybe we're all helping each other.
Yeah. I think the women are doing better. You know, I try to help where I can. Some great ideas along with this. What else? Other fundraising things. What's that address again to send checks and cars and send, like,
well, I wouldn't,
tree
wouldn't
climbing
really,
material?
Ask people to send a car to the post office box.
Well, I could use another one.
We could use another one. That's true. But
yeah, you know, to block a road?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. But I don't know what they're talking about.
Whatever happens. Anyway, if you'd like to send any donations to Santa Cruz Earth First, it's easy to do. Send a check or money order, or cash if you're really bold, to Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. It's really easy. P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061.
I'd like to thank some of the guys that have helped with donations. The staff of life are amazing with helping feed the people. They're kicking it up. They're protecting the redwoods up high. And also Emily's Bakery and the Santa Cruz Roasting Company. And the staff of life also helps out the Food Not Bombs that has a kitchen over at the clock tower on Sundays? Sundays, yeah.
I don't know. Schedule's around here somewhere.
Mixed up in all this wonderful paperwork. We work on organization here. It's very nice to look at. We keep all the desks pushed off to the side. But, yeah, that's a quick wrap-up of the business meetings over at Earth First. Once again,
those are held every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. The address is 509 Broadway, right near the corner of Ocean and Broadway and next door to the Resource Center for Nonviolence. So come on by, 7 o'clock Tuesday nights. 509 Broadway.
That's what we believe in, nonviolent actions to help better our society.
And that's a great place to drop off a donation. If you can't afford to make a monetary donation and you'd like to drop off some dry food, rice, granola, whatever you can conjure up for our tree sitters. They like granola a lot. The organic chocolate bars, they really kick down on those.
Yeah, Larry Green loves the chocolate bars.
All right.
The best.
And so just drop them on by our weekly meeting, 509 Broadway, on 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Cool.
Well, thanks for listening to the news part of Earth First Radio.